let's pick up over here. Lama Tesla Manalf and Yuma. So the Gemara concludes that the kalfi is made from wood, and it's dafka not made as a, even though it would be preferable to have a kli shareis, right, midin kavod, nonetheless, because of Chosek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Yisrael, they didn't use. The only way to make it a kli shareis would be to use metal, and apparently they would only use gold or silver. But since it's not essential, it would be a violation of Chosek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Yisrael. So therefore, they kept it wood. Okay, but the Rishonim are bothered by a different question over here. Yeah, where does it start? Which one are we doing here?
Im kein
havelei kli shareis. El shachol.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, so the Tosas Yishanim and the Ritva, the Tosas Rosh, everyone asks the question, right? That what? The Gemara says, amai li kadishes, on the very premise of the Gemara, that it should be a kli shareis. The Rishonim are bothered. Vim Tomar, Tosas Yishanim says, the Rebbe Yehuda, to all my mitzvos, lehanos nitnu, Barosh Hashanah. That itself is a big complication. Whether that's really what he says, right? Whether that's the Shita or not, whatever. Let's take this premise over here. Kevan Sha'osa Bishel Kodesh, Mitzvah Sheyochol Lasos Bishel Chol, Dagrola Lava Vodahi, Im Kain Yena Mishel Kodesh. Who's that, Ariel? Yeah. So he says like this. Let's say you hold mitzvos lehonos nitnu. Now, what does that mean, mitzvos lehonos nitnu?
You consider doing a mitzvah hana.
Right. So anytime there's an isser hana, to do a mitzvah would be a violation of that isser hana. And that's a machlokas, and brought down a few places in Shas. That if something is osur behana'ah, right? If there's an isra no, like a neder, not to be a nana from something. Make a ned, if someone makes a neder not to, they shouldn't get any hana'ah from his friend. So can his friend blow the shofar for him? This is the case that brings down in Rashon, right? So it depends whether you say mitzvos lehanos nitnu or mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. If you hold mitzvos, like we hold, lav lehanos nitnu, so then it's mutter, because it's not considered hana. Right? And if you hold mitzvos lehanos nitnu, then it would be aser, because it would be like any other hana that you're not allowed to get from the muda. Okay. So he's saying like this. A little bit complicated. So he's saying, let's say you hold mitzvos lehanos nitnu. So that means to say, doing a mitzvah is considered a hana. Okay. And the kalfi toraf, and the kalfi does not have to be, is not, and hagrola is not an avoda, so it doesn't demand a kli shareis, right? So therefore, it would come out that using a kli shareis would be a question of choice, right? And kli shareis are asur b'hana'ah. Right? You can't just stop using kli shareis whatever you want. So to choose to use it for a mitzvah would be essentially being a nana from it. So how could we say, if you hold mitzvos lehanos nitnu, and hagrolo is lava vodahi, then essentially it comes out that to choose to use the kalfi for to use a kli shareis to hold the goralos should be a violation of Yisr Hano of Hektish. But I noticed, happened to come across this pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei Aleph Yud Dalid. So he's warning his son not to lead a life of crime, not to run away and join, not to join the pirates. That's not the part that reminded him. So he says he's describing that sense of joining the bandits. So he says, "Gorolicha tapil besochenu." They say to him, "Throw your lot with us." Gorolicha tapil besochenu. Kis echad yeluchulano. So that is an interesting expression of the word goral. That's the sense I was using it in, to throw your lot in with us. It's not really in the sense of a drawing a lottery out and doing a, but it could just mean like the my identity is going to be tied with yours. So you do see that lashon of goral without some kind of hagrola. It's interesting. Okay.
Good advice not to join the pirates.
Yeah. The Mets are much better. Okay. Let's go weiter. So what do you say here? So that's his kasha, right? Is that the question? Does the question make sense? Question makes sense? Okay, good. Yeah, so what's his answer? It's one of those funny question answers, because his answer is, no, it's okay. Kevan shekavod ha-mitzvah hu yochol la'asos b'shel kodesh. I mean, that's what the... That was the question. I mean, that's why you were doing it. Yeah, the Ritva goes even further, right? He says it's just like using a cliché at all. Just like using a cliché at all. Which is strange. I mean, you use a cliché because you have to use clichés. Yeah, so what do you say? What's the question? It's tough. Tough to define the Havim Yiskan here. It definitely seems that it's only because it has some kiyum in Avoda. I mean, not just kavod mitzvah. What does the Rush say, kavod over here or hider? But anyway, so it comes out though, means that what? According to the Havamino, it would be an Isser of Me'ilah. It would be a violation of being a nen Ephraim Kodesh. And according to the Maskana, it's not a violation. Not that it overrides, it's not a violation, right?
Yeah.
It's not a violation of...
Is it so possible that this would be Me'ilah? I mean, this is still in the framework of...
Good question, does he really mean say it would be Me'ilah? Or is he just saying it would be an Isser? In other words, you're saying we say you can't be osik in cheftzecha on Shabbos, but cheftze mitzvah is different. It's not yours. You're not osik in, like, you can't on Shabbos make plans that involve malacha for your own benefit. I talk about what you're going to do tomorrow just for your own enjoyment. But you can make plans that have to do with mitzvah. You can get up there and sell aliyahs. And you can make chefse shamayim is different. So you're saying that it has that quality of it is something that you are employing it at your own discretion, and in that sense, it's like you're a nen. But it's not ultimately to your benefit; it's to the benefit of mitzvah. So that's not. That's not an issue. Is that what you're saying? In other words, it ultimately is a kiyam in the issue is for the kiyam to be in you. That you'll be the beneficiary. The only thing is, if you say mitzvahs aleihanos nitnu, aren't you the beneficiary of the mitzvah? If you say mitzvahs aleihanos nitnu, doesn't that mean to say that you are the beneficiary of a mitzvah? That the mitzvah, doing a mitzvah is to your benefit?
What I'm saying is that you can't say it's a
mitzvah. Even though we say mitzvos lehanos nitnu, so you can't listen to the shofar of someone who you can't listen to a shofar that's asur b'hanah to you, right? Because that kiyum mitzvah is definitely a hanah, but this realm of kavod is different. Kavod is in the is in the mitzvah itself, and that's not shayach to yuhana. A more mechubad mitzvah is not a hana to you. It's not an element of hana. That is considered augmenting the mitzvah itself. That's not the realm of hana. And the Havamina held. I mean, say it's hard. Hard to define exactly. All right, let's. The other way of learning is medayik in the Ritva, because Ritva compares it to using klisharis in general. So he said, so that would mean to say that really you see from the Indian of klisharis that the Torah is because of kavod. Really, there's no really could have had a vote without klisharis. That's possible. So to institute a mitzvah of klisharis, and they have to use hekdesh to accomplish a mitzvah, shows you that the Torah shows you that when it's done, mipnei kavod ha-mitzvah, that's not an iser of being a nana. So to here, even though it's not necessary, it's done midin kavod ha-mitzvah. So the only iser of being a nana would be again to what would be the issue of being a nana? So what was the Havmina? Havmina was what? Havmina was not like klisharis, because klisharis is necessary for avoda, right? And you want to do the mitzvah, and the whole realm of mitzvah is nitna, is given to you as an entity of hana. Mitzvahs lehanos nitnu. And if you decide to do the mitzvah in a different way, that already is an isra of hana. Right? You're being mishtamesh with the mitzvah. In other words, let's say you hold mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, right? Then there's no kasha here. Correct?
Yeah.
Why? I could still do the mitzvah one way and I'm doing it another way. Right? So you'll say, no, because the hano'ah, no, it's doing it with the gold or the silver, is a cover to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not my realm. The mitzvah is not considered hano'as atzma at all. There's no hano'ah. So if I do it, in other words, let me ask you a question. Let's get this straight. According to the kasha, you don't need the inyan of kavod, right? According to the kasha, even without the idea of kavod, it's mutter. Correct? I'm sorry, according to the, if you hold mitzvahs, lav lehanos nitnu, right? Then it doesn't matter, then even without the idea of kavod, it's mutter. Right? Why? Oh, why, yeah?
There's no meila. There's never hana.
Well, there's no hana, is the question. Is the point. There's no hana. Why is there no hana? All right, so you know what? Let's take a look at the Gemara. What does it mean, mitzvahs lehanos nitnu or lav lehanos nitnu? I think we need to get a little bit of a better idea of what we're talking about, and to understand this question more fully. So let's take a quick look over here. It's on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. It's a very interesting Gemara, and it's a very interesting Ritva. So the Ritva in Russia?
Yeah,
very, very interesting Ritva. Okay, so how are we going to start here? Omar Rav, Yehuda, Shofar Shalol, Yiska, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he said like this. You can't, Omar Rav Yehuda, is that where? Where are we starting? Omar Rav Yehuda, Bishofar Shalol, Lo Yiska, Ve'im Toka Yatza. Bishofar Shalom, Lo Yiska, Ve'im Toka Lo Yatza. My time, Ola Bas Meilahi, Kevin de Moalbo, Nofak Lolachulin. Shlomim, the Lavne Meila Ninu, Isurahu de Rochev Behu, Velo Nafki Lachulin. Okay, a little counterintuitive, right? So, if it's a shofar shel Ola, so what does that mean? Rashi says it means you took it off Mechayim before Zrika. Right, I'm not sure why Mechayim has to be, I don't know why if it's not Mechayim, it has to be after Zrika. But he's saying he took it off Mechayim. Because if it was after Zrika, then there's no Mila, fine. But, But now it goes like this. If you blew the shofar shel ayol, I'm sorry, shel ola, and an ola has an iser of me'ila, and the halacha is once you have me'ila, it's nafak l'chulin. So then it comes out, by blowing the shofar shel ola, you remove it from hektish, and therefore you'll be yotze. Okay? But if it's shlamim, there's no me'ila by the shlamim at all. Only on the Imurim after the Zrika. So then it always has the shame of Kadshim, but it's never Nafak V'chul, and you're not going to be Yotze. Okay, so basically he's saying the difference between Ola and Shlomim is whether the blowing itself will take it to Chulin. But while it has a shame Hektish, you can't be Yotze. Right? That's what he's saying. So then he's like this. Omar Maskif Lo Rava. Emas mo'al lebasar detoka, ki katoka biyisura toka. Ela amar Rava, echad zeh lo yotza. Hada amar Rava, echad zeh yotza. Mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. Okay, that's what we're going to try to focus on. So he says like this, that really it makes no difference whether it is hektish or not, even if it's. And even if the tekiah is be'isser, right now, even though when you're tokeya, it still has a shame kudshim. And even if it's a shlamim and it's never nofak l'chulin, right? You'll still be yotze. Why? Because why would you not be yotze? Apparently you're not yotze because it's an isser. Of being right, it's an issur of being a nana from hektish. You can't be yotze the mitzvah when it's if you're doing an issur of if it's an issur on na to use the shofar. Okay, now it's true we say kol has no meila, right? We're doing that sugi over the summer, but the achronim say you see from here that just means if a guy is playing an instrument in the mikdash, there's no isur, there's no me'ila on you listening to it. But here you're being mishtamish with the guf ha-shofar. This is not kol. Blowing the shofar is being mishtamish with the guf ha-shofar. It's not an inyan of kol, ain bo me'ila.
What's the hana though? The shimush per se isn't hana.
What do you mean?
What pleasure is he deriving from this experience? Where is the pleasure located?
No. The question we asked before is there me'ila by kol? So now this Gemara is saying there would be me'ila by kol. It's a little bit of a separate point. Right? Now, this Gemara is saying there would be me'ila by blowing the shofar. Right? Because it would be nofak l'chulin. And blowing the shofar for a mitzvah in the havamina would be a ma'isa hanoa. That would take it. That would be considered me'ila, and take it out of hektish, right? Now, even though the hanoa, it would seem, is the kol. Let's say in the havmina, they have mitzvos lehanos. So in the hanoa is the kol, and we say there's no me'ila by kol, right? That doesn't mean. That only means if you. Hear them playing the kinar and the mikdash for the karbanos. That's a kol shel that's part of the avoda. We don't say enjoying that sound is a ma'isa of me'ila. But this is not talking about enjoying the sound. This is talking about blowing the horn. Blowing the horn is a tashmish with the karen itself. It's not just interacting with the sound. That's all the Gemara is saying. When the Gemara says. Kol mara, ein bo meila. We'll leave out reach, right? Because reach is a little different. When we say kol mara, ein bo meila, that means like looking at the kodesh hakodashim, or looking at the kelim, or listening to the sound that they make. That's because you're not involved in anything. There's the gavra is not doing anything. It's just a passive sense impression. Okay. But this Gemara is saying it will be me'ila to take the shofar and blow it. Because that is a ma'isa of being mishtamish. Listening, we don't consider you to be a mishtamish with the cheftza because you're listening to someone else play it. So then you can't say I was mo'al. Oh, it's ein bo mamish. There's ein bo mamish in the call. But blowing the shofar, is, you can't say ein bo mamish. That is a ma'isa with mamish. Right? So, just technically speaking, that's not a problem that we say kol ein bo mi'ilah. Here, we're talking about using the cheftza itself. So once he uses the cheftza itself, that would be a ma'isa mi'ilah if the use is considered to be a ma'isa hana'ah. Right? And if the use is considered to be a ma'isa hana'ah, then, and therefore it's a ma'isa iser, he can't be yotze the mitzvah of lishmoa kol shofar. Right? So why does Rava say in the end that he can be yotze the mitzvah lishmoa kol shofar? Because mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. And when he blows the shofar for the sake of mitzvah, he's not involved in any iser. Right? He's not involved in any iser whatsoever. Because what's the iser? The only iser is to be a nene from Hekdesh. Mitzvos are not an awe. So ipso facto, he's not involved in any iser. Right? Yeah. So as if a guy blew the shofar to call his cows home, he'd definitely be over in Iser Mila. No question about it. And it's only because he's blowing it l'shem mitzvah, and mitzvah is lav lehanos nitnu, so he's neutral vis-a-vis the shofar. There's a machlokus in the Rishonim if you did a mitzvah midrabanan, is that considered being a nene or not? There's only mitzvah doraisa that's not a nene.
What kind of doraisa lo tosu?
Yeah. Right, so let's go a little further, okay? So Rashi tries to explain this question. What does it mean? Mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. So Rashi says, and it's a machlokas, it would seem. Plain interpretation is that the first, that according to Rav Yehuda, that's who they're quoting, right? That Rava is saying mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. But according to Rava, I'm sorry, that Rav Yehuda is saying mitzvos lehanos nitnu. And it's Rava who comes with a different ashita that is lav lehanos nitnu. Right? So they're learning it as a machlokas. So if it's a machlokas, let's see if we can understand both sides. So Rashi just gives us the side of lo lehanos nitnu li Yisrael. They were not given to Klal Yisrael for their own, for pleasure. Leos kiyumam lohem hana. Very interesting Rashi. So the focus is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Are mitzvahs given to you that when you fulfill them, you should feel good about yourself? Is that what it means? What does it mean? That's not why they're given to you. It's not like, building up your self-esteem. Accomplish this, you'll feel good. That's why we're giving you. No. It is, on the contrary, what? What do you say? It is.
It's not a pretty thing.
Ella l'ol al tzavaram nitnu. They're given as a yoke on your necks, on their neck. Yeah. Strange. What do you mean? What they're given for? So that's machlokas. It's very good machlokas according to Rashi. What's the machlokas? What was machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rava? What was the intent in the giving of Torah?
Isn't it worse the other way? You say the machlokas is how people experience it. How do you tell me lovely and innocent? It makes me feel great.
In general, how does that not work? Does it go by an individual? Or do we have objective rules for it?
We have objective rules. Yeah, Yaakov.
Let's
get some more of the cases of lovely of hana. Let's skip down to Amar Rava. Hamuda hana mechavero muter liskoa lo tikiya shel mitzvah. See, specifically shel mitzvah. So what does he mean? He's a muder hana mechavero. So it means he has placed upon himself an iser to be a nana from his friend, right? He's the mudar. He's the one that is in the state of the iser of the nether. So he says, so a person could say that he will not get any hana from his friend, and he's allowed to listen to his friend's tekiyas shofar. Okay. If it's shel mitzvah. Hamudar no me shofar mutar l'skor bo tekiyas shel mitzvah. And if a person says, I will not get hana from the shofar, he's allowed to use the shofar to for the mitzvah. Now, of course, it's different than if he says, the shofar is usher to me. That's a different inyan. Because that's you can make a neder on the mitzvah in that sense. Alright, one more. V'omar Rava, mudra no mechavero maze olov mechatas be a mosagashama. This is an important one. Let's say someone says that he will not be a nana from his friend. His friend apparently is a Kohen. So he says he's allowed to sprinkle on him the mechatas. When? In the wintertime. She'ein kan ela ha-no'as kiyum ha-mitzvah. U-mitzvos lo nitnu lehano. So a person has tumas meis, so he has to get ha-zo'as mechatas. So if it's cold outside and the guy's sprinkling him with mechatas, it's not going to feel good. So what ha-no'ah will he be getting? He'll only be getting the ha-no'ah again of the kiyum of the mitzvah. That now he's not Tameh. Is that experience of now not being Tameh a hana? So we say no. Lo lehanos nitnu. Okay. But if it's a hot summer day and he's going for the mechatas, then it's aser. Why? Because there's hanoas haguf. Right? So the whole sugya is trying to make it abundantly clear that we're talking about the hana'a of the kiyum ha-mitzvah, not the maisa of the mitzvah. Apparently, listening to the shofar is not a musical enjoyment. But if you'll have a case, so then it makes a difference. Or the next case, if a guy made a neder not to be a neder from a certain pool of water, right? He can do a tefillah shel mitzvah in the winter, but not in the summer. Right now, in terms of the hana'ah of the kiyum, it's the same. But there's a difference in the hana'as haguf, of the feeling, of the experience. So we're not saying that, a mitzvah shelav lehanos nitnu. If it's a hot summer day and a guy is tovel in the mikvah, he's not going to be a hana'ah. That's a hana. We're saying, though, we're focusing on the hana of the kiyum mitzvah. That's the only question. Yeah. But what's the question? Yeah. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says an amazing svara. For mitzvah shelav lehanos nitnu. It's a little bit out of the plain pshat, though, right? So what's his basic idea? Of just to paraphrase it. Oh, thank you, even better. So he takes it out of... he seems to put it into a question of what is an Isser Hanah? Right? Yeah. He's saying, what is the Hanah of a mitzvah? The Hanah... What is this hana'ah of kiyum that Rashi is referring to? Okay, it means to say when you do a mitzvah. I mean, look, what is the Torah? Isn't the whole Torah say l'tov lach? The whole Torah says lo davar reku mikem. The whole over and over, right? Ma Hashem shol mi'imach, right? It's just l'tov lach. Of course, the mitzvah shel lehanos nitnu. Isn't the whole Torah is given for our benefit? Whose benefit is it given for if it's not for our benefit, right? So, of course it's given for our good. But the Ritva says that what's the relationship between the kiyum of the mitzvah and the good that it gives, right? So he says like this, Pirush, hi taima, yeah, where does he start?
This is on Gozar, right?
On...
is Ritva on Gozar?
Yeah. No.
You mean the case?
The Bozar case.
Right.
Yeah.
Pirish Afagav di Ikaschar mitzvos behai alma. Okay, he holds that way. Ein hanoas hahu am. Ein hanoas hahu im asiyas mitzvah mamish. This hanoah of schar mitzvah is not with the doing of the mitzvah itself, literally. Sheyenehu. What does he change it to? Sheyenehu bishas asiyasa. Ella shemaisa goreim lo tova. Vahalo chashiva hanoah bi isuri hanoah. Ella kisheha hanoah miguf hadavar haasa. Amazing ritva. He says there's a certain idea of a certain halachic definition of being a nana. Definition of being a nana doesn't just mean that some benefit that effectuates some benefit to you. It has to be, if there's something is asur b'hano, the isur is going to be a nana from the guf hadavar, to get a physical pleasure from it. Pleasure from its physical, from its physicality. He says, but over here, it comes out that when a person fulfills a mitzvah, he's not getting a hanos guf. Rather, the doing of the mitzvah is goreim, a true benefit. Okay, but halachically speaking, it's only a, halachically speaking, it's considered a grama. It's not considered a maisa hanos. To be defined as the Maisa Hanoah, it has to be within the action itself. The result of the action is the benefit. The physical result is the benefit. But halacha, in mitzvahs, the kiyum of the mitzvah is fulfilled, and because you're osek in mitzvahs, you get a schar. But you can't conceptualize but we don't say that therefore the Maisa mitzvah is an action of Hana. But the only problem is, what's the machlokas going to the river? And why does it say mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu? What do you mean nitnu? Nitnu sounds like there was a choice. Like they were or they weren't. But according to the river, it sounds like it's just halachically impossible to consider the Maisa Hana. Yeah.
That's according to this.
So he says, and you see that he's right. He says, because by the tvila, he's a nene meguf hamayim if it's bimos hachama. But if he's a tovel bimos hageshomim, his guf is not a nene, even though he gets a hanoah because he's tar. That's not hanoah, ein hanoah hazu ne'eseres, she'ena min hamayim. Right, we were working on these kinds of ideas when we were trying to define Isser Hanah in general. V'chein Omar Shim Cholta B'Sandal Shel Avodazara Chalitza Sekshera Mishum De Mitzvos Lav Lehanas Nidu V'Av Agav De Islo Hanah Tuva B'Chalitza De Mishtaria L'Shuka V'Gavik Suvasa U'V'Zochei L'Nafshei B'Nichsei. So if a woman does chalitza, there are many, many benefits that she gets, right? She's free to marry other people now. She can collect money from her ksuba. That certainly is a benefit. Velo, havia liyavam, she'enu hogun, she's not stuck with this guy. Leislan bo, she'en ha'ano migufo de sandal. So he's saying like this. He's saying everybody agrees. Let's just clarify the machlokas now. So he's saying everybody agrees. He's saying that mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu or lehanos nitnu is a question in the kiyum, right? Is a question in the kiyum. If you hold mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, so it means to say that the only way we define an Isser Hanah is if you're deriving a direct pleasure from the Guf Hadavar. Right? That's mitzvah's lav lehanos nitnu. The person is not deriving pleasure from the Cheftza of Isser itself. So the sandal of chalitza. The sandal of chalitza is aser b'hanah. Is she getting any pleasure from taking that shoe off of his foot? Is there an experience of pleasure that incurs? No. So then we disregard the fact that it causes other good. That's mitzvahs lav li'anas nidnu. But if you'll say mitzvahs li, but of course, even if you'll mitzvahs lav li'anas nidnu, it doesn't mean anything that's a mitzvah is just excluded because it's a mitzvah. It's excluded from the category of hanah. No, it means to say the kiyum is not regarded as part of the maisa of hanah. But if there's an intrinsic physical pleasure, of course it's hanah. So if he's a nene from the mayim and aday, that's not an inyan of mitzvahs lavli hanas nidnu. Mitzvahs lavli hanas nidnu is a separate question. Do we regard in the structure of the isra hanah the pleasure that the mitzvah effectuates midin mitzvah? But it has nothing. But it's not talking about the pleasure of the physical act. It's assuming there's no pleasure in the physical. If there's a pleasure in the physical act, then of course it's also. But it's saying, how do we regard the pleasure that's effectuated, that's caused by the act? And if there's no pleasure in the act itself, then even though there's a great benefit in doing the mitzvah, that would not render it an isser of ma'aseh hanah. But the other side would say what? The other side would say what? It's interesting. The other side would say what? That since you get a schar, that's hanah. I mean, so then that would be like a universal question. And is it like a universal question how we define this or hanah? Just happens to be mitzvah is a case, but it could be a lot of different things that would come onto this machlokas.
Meaning their mosque and the schar comes later on?
Right. In any grammar case? No, is this stam machlokas on a grammar? Is this stam machlokas whether grammar is considered a hanah or not? Or is it something to do with mitzvah? Or is it a specific machlokas in the sinas ha-mitzvah? So what I'm trying to get at over here, what I'm trying to get from you is this. That whether a non-physical pleasure, whether the pleasure of doing the mitzvah or not, is considered to be a part of the ma'isa, depends on the definition of how the ma'isa was given. In other words, if what does it mean to be a nene from the guf hadavar? Okay. It's similar to what we were learning in about in Avodah Zarah. We said that if a guy is walking by a church, okay, everything you have to is not so pasha. But there's a sheet like this: if a guy is walking by a church, he can enjoy the shade that the walls cast on the street, because the walls were not made for the outside. The only issue would be to go inside and be a nana from the shade. Because the hanah of the guf hadavar is going to be defined by its purpose. You understand? So the Ritva is saying like this. He's saying, if you hold mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, so then the rule is the same. You have to be, in order to be over the isra of hanah, you have to be engaging the pleasure of the guf hadavar. The only thing is, what is considered part of the pleasure of the guf hadavar is going to depend on the nature of the definition of the ma'isa. If mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, that means to say that the essential kiyum of the mitzvah, like Rashi says, is in the subjugation of yourself to the will of God in this world, then it's true there might be a great pleasure in the kiyum, and there might be a great schar in the kiyum. But by the structure of the ma'isa, those are outside of the ma'isa. Therefore, you're not considered to be a nana. But if you hold mitzvos lehanos nitnu as well, and part of the objective of the mitzvah is this is the sense of the hanoah of the kiyam. We have to think about what that means exactly. Then, although the hanoah is still not physical, right, but it's not considered a groma anymore, because that experience is part and parcel of the definition of the maisa. Now, so the point I'm trying to make is like this: that everybody agree it's not a machlokas on groma. Everybody agrees groma is going to be is not hanoah. But the question is, are these secondary, are these effects part of the maisa as it's designed, or is the maisa complete and these are after effects? That's a question of nidna. And so the way it's given will define which parts are, what are its properties, and what are you deriving from them. To know grama, you have to know the end, you have to know the completion of the maisa itself. What's the completion of the maisa? Is the completion of the maisa the fact that I fulfilled, that I'm putter now, and I've taken the obligation that was laid upon me? Or is part of the fulfillment, or is part of the very nature of the asiyas mitzvah to enjoy the fulfillment? We have to define that. That's not, what did you say? The footnote guy said what?
Footnote guy says it's being machshava, the machshava that you were makayim mitzvah.
Okay, we'll have to think about it a little bit. But the point I'm trying to make is like this: it's not a question. Mitzvahs, lehanos nitnu, alav lehanos nitnu, is interesting because you have to work with the definition of what a hanoah is. And the idea that a hanoah has to be from the guf hadavar, and therefore, depending on the nature of your idea of the content of the mitzvah and the kiyum, that will define the determine whether that hanoah is within the guf hadavar or a groma of it. But it would seem that you're right. The woman's hanoah, I think you're right though, what you were saying before. The hanoah he's describing of the chalitza to the woman, that hanoah is not the mitzvah slehanos nidah. That's not the hanoah of the mitzvah. That he means to say, he's just trying to show you, even though there is hanoah, that's not it. Yeah. The problem though is, why doesn't the river just say the feeling that you get from the kiyama mitzvah?
Since that's a motivation, can't you say the... desire.
What about being tahar? Right, that's the other case he gives. The guy is a nana, he's happy because he's tahar.
Is there a mitzvah to become tahar?
No, only if you have to do a navoda or something.
So that's my question.
It doesn't seem to me that the Ritva and Rashi are really saying the same thing. Let's think it over a little more.